can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And good evening. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. And you are welcome. Thank you for dropping by, and I appreciate it. Well, family, tonight I'm going to talk about all kinds of concepts relative to translation, to frequency, to scripture, to rapture. It's all going to be combined, and then we're going to talk about the basics of it, the scientific parts of it, the theological parts of it, and about your enemy. Your enemy is the demons. Your Savior is Jesus Christ. Family, it goes way beyond ISIS, Agenda 21, no hide laws, bring back the Republic, etc., etc., etc. Family, all that is just rhetoric that's going to go by the wayside, shall I say, when the drama of the tribulations begin. Whether this generation or the next, we prepare every day. You're going to be tested every day. Every hour, every minute. There's no way around it. It's not, you can't avoid it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to sell into what we got to talk about tonight. And you got to focus a little bit tonight, I guess. Think about what I'm saying. It's not going to be very simple, but I'm going to make it as simple as I can. But when they say rapture, they say translation. Enoch was translated. People just don't ask, well, what's that mean exactly? What does that mean? Sons of God, who... What do you mean, sons of God? Study yourself approved. Find out what these words mean. to understand it. Sometimes these concepts turn people away when they don't understand. They seek answers to try to make sense of everything. It is what it is. That's old Southern saying. God changes things. He really does. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and here we go. Lord, thank you tonight. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we see things happening today in these days and times like never before. Lord, we know that Satan has brought mankind up to a level of technology and spiritual unenlightenment, as they call it, the Father that prepares the way for the Antichrist. Roars, rumors of wars, many Antichrists, those who claim to be Jesus, just like the scriptures say. Lord, we ask you for discernment to see through this deception. Father, have the courage, opportunities to bring the truth to the surface. Lord, we pray for our families. Lord, I'm praying for patience every day. And Lord, I pray that you hear the prayers of others. Father, each of us pray individually to you through your Son, Jesus. That Lord, you'll open up a pathway for everybody individually. And the Father, everybody has their own prayers and thoughts, decisions, and desires, needs, questions. And Father, you can answer them all. We pray tonight you guide us. Father, you guide me as we lead through and go through these Bible studies. We just thank you, Lord, for the opportunities we have now to be able to worship you. Say our prayers for thanks, prayers for intercession, prayers for forgiveness, prayers for helping others. These things we're praying. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, who is this one we call God? You know, there's a story. Scripture, 1 Chronicles 28:9. Know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. Satan's asking us to do the same thing. And to make sure you do it, he's going to put a chip in you to make you do it so you won't have a choice. God gives you free choice. Satan doesn't. Story goes that a granddaughter of this elderly couple, her name was Sarah, very young, and she said to them she wanted to be a basketball coach like her daddy when he grew up, when she grows up. But she couldn't be one yet because she first had to be a player. And a player has to be able to tie her shoelaces, and she couldn't tie hers yet. First things first, we always say, the first thing in all of our life is to know God and enjoy him. Acknowledge and knowing God helps us to become what we were meant to be. Now, King David talked with his son Solomon. He said, know the God of your father, serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. Just remember that God can be known. He's a person. He's not a logical or theological concept. He thinks, wills, enjoys, feels, loves. He desires, as any person does. A.W. Tozer said, quote, He is a person, can be known in increasing degrees of intimacy as we prepare our hearts for the wonder of it. There is the rub. You got to prepare your hearts. The Lord's not playing hard to know. And those who want to know Him can, if you open up your heart to do so. He'll not force His love on you. It's called free will. But He does wait very patiently, because He wants to be known by you. And knowing Him is the first thing in life. Well, the demonic realm, the enemy, is real. They exist. They say don't give Satan his due. Ain't giving his due. You got to know the enemy to fight the enemy. If you don't, by not discussing him. God talks about Satan in the Bible. Demons all through it. Many examples. He also tells you how to defeat him. Matthew 17:21. All through the Bible it talks about demons. Also gives you solutions. You see, demons are actually actual personalities. They're wicked, hateful, and destroying. They're personalities. Just like human spirits are personalities. They have assignments. Frequencies they work on. When I speak of frequency vibration, granted, that rings up the New Age cue. Oh, frequency vibration. Oh, that's New Age. Well, unfortunately, they've taken it to another level. They know about frequency vibration. That's the carrot they use to say humans, to tell humans, New Agers tell their fellow humans, that in the age of Aquarius, your frequency vibrations are going to increase and you'll become as gods. Really? Really? That's what they say. And that's the rub on this New Age hijacking of the word frequency vibration. They even have things out like vibrational frequency, 10 signs that you've raised yours. They have this thing called a nexus, that when it comes around, this is the next evolutionary state of mankind. And you have to be a certain level of petals or whatever, I don't know what. I only thought petals was on a flower or a bicycle. Anyway, that you had to be a certain level of New Age, some kind of stage, to be able to advance to a supernatural level of godlike. Is that not what Satan wanted to do? Genesis 3:2-2. Man to become his God. That's always been the desire of mankind. But why? Because it's put there by Satan. Satan has always wanted to ascend above the Most High. Isaiah 14:12. They try to tell you that that's really a Babylonian king, but that does hold no water. Because those in Freemasonry, they know in the secret societies at the highest level that Genesis 3:2-2, their secret number 3:2-2, means they want to become as gods, know both good and evil, become like the Trinity, godlike. So they try to manipulate scientific principles enough to where you get enough to get you the basics, and then they defray from it, distract from it, where you don't get the whole truth about how physics really works. That's where the Einstein's theory, relativity, equal energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. That's really talking about frequency vibrations of your atoms, molecules, photons, protons, quarks, and so forth. They're trying to find the God particle so they can become as God. They'll never find it. Because each time they get close, God changes the frequencies, which messes up their formulas. They can never find it. They never will. They tried first at the Tower of Babel. Well, to give you an example, a quick one, about this frequency vibration thing going on, is an ice cube. Using energy, heat, you change the frequency vibration of ice with energy called heat. It causes it to melt because it increases the vibration. So you have two ice cubes in front of you, and they're alive. And so on one of them, you heat up with a blowtorch. I'm making this up as I go along. And it melts. Well, to the ice cube on the left, he disappeared. But the ice cube on the right that you melted is in another dimension. He's in the water dimension that the ice cube can't see. Now you still heat it up more, increase the vibration of those molecules of the water, it turns into steam into another dimension. But the steam has another world it's in, like, whoa, where am I? I used to be an ice cube, now I don't know what the dickens I am. I'm floating around in the sky here. You got the point? It's the same thing for humans and objects and items in your that you can touch, feel. It's in the same vibrational degree that you can touch it, use it, smell it, feel it. That's how a body can walk through walls, by changing the vibrational frequencies of the body by energy, electromagnetic energy, not heat. Different kind of energy increases the molecules of your body, flesh. Project Philadelphia, they use electromagnetic energy on a ship, three terminals, that change the frequency vibration of that ship. It disappeared. It had sailors on it. When they turned off the electromagnetic energy, it reappeared. Family, they were embedded in the bulkheads. They had arms sticking out of the bulkheads. You see, it's scientific. The demons are spiritual, like little specks of light. And frequencies identify certain rank structures because that's the only thing they can use for rank structures. For what causes influence of demonic activity is by their frequencies inside you, intermeshes with your frequency vibrations of your soul. And cause you to act a certain way because that demon has a frequency vibration of, say, lust, of anger, hate. Every one of them is a different frequency vibration. That's how you get these emotions, feelings. I really simplified that. Well, this is how the body works. It's quantum physics. Well, God created the earth, created the universe. Well, to do that, he had to create the principles to make it operate. But he could do it by speaking. Satan has taken knowledge and applied formulas to it to be able to manipulate it as God allows for now. He keeps it under control. Okay, that being said, a clear understanding of the difference between spirit and body is what I'm trying to explain. I have a body, but I'm a spirit. You have an ice cube, then you have water. Ah, see? My spirit dwells in my body. I express myself, my spirit, with the faculties of my body. Well, the demons want to do that. That's why they possess the stars, movie stars, because they're inside. Beyonce says she lets one come in called Sasha Fierce. She says Sasha Fierce takes over when she gets on the stage. Woodrow Wilson, Mandel House, he called Mandel House his alter ego. Means Mandel House, who was a Satanist, was able to project himself inside Woodrow Wilson and control him. To the point he was his alter ego. See how important it is? How it works? A Freemason, 33rd degree level, they renounce Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and they can then be indwelled by the demonic entity that will from then on control them. That's why when you used to know a friend one way, and they turned into a 33rd degree Mason, he's a different person. That is why. And these demons inside these people give them certain abilities. Holy Spirit, talk to me, right? Holy Spirit guides you, right? Well, they let the demons guide them. In kind of the same way. Because it's free will. Someone else can see your body, but cannot see you. Because the real you is a spirit living inside the body. The pineal gland, actually. You're like a speck of light, also, is your soul. As long as your body's alive, your soul's there. Cut off your arms, cut off your legs, still got your soul. You could cut yourself off at the neck and have a new body, you'd still have your soul. You see? It dwells in your brain. That's why they put the microchips in your main brain section. Yeah. See, the body is simply the house your spirit lives in. Someday your body's going to die, return to the dust. But the spirit shall never die. It'll return to God from whence it came. Or to hell if you are not born again. I, my spirit, am a personality. I express myself with my body. If you take away the body, I, my spirit, would not express itself. The demons want to express themselves in your body. That's why the zombie thing going on. Cut off your tongue. Your spirit could not talk. Destroy your ears. You couldn't hear. Put out your eyes. You couldn't see. Even though the eyes are blind, the deaf ears are deaf, your tongue is cut out. Your spirit is there, but cannot see, hear, or speak. This is why God gives your body a certain age of 70 years. Otherwise, a demon would have the body forever once it inhabited it, you see? Because once the body dies and gets old, it limits the demon inside. If that's what's happened. It's difficult to express yourself, thus handicapped. What about the legion of demons inside that one person in the Bible? They'd rather be in pigs than not have a body at all. Except here the pigs ran into the water and drowned. Thousands of them, remember? This is how a donkey can talk. A snake can talk. An inanimate object like a record or a book or objects, medallions, can be possessed. This is how they can come into computers. Through electricity, optical cables. Oh, you see. And crystals. Because they're nothing more than light. Specks of light. You see the possibilities? You proceed to cut off your legs and arms and destroy your sense of smell and vocal cords. You still have not destroyed the spirit. The spirit can no longer express itself, but still there. Your spirit still has a body, but its faculties of expression have been destroyed. So you can understand what's mean by when you talk about the difference between the spirit and the body, or the difference between you and your body. So can you imagine someone in a coma? Whoa. Demons desire expression. There are evil spirits and without bodies from which to express themselves. But you know, they long to find expression in this world. Whereas the human being longs to have a supernatural experience. It's opposite. They find out what you need by watching. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, smoking, something to open up a portal of a chain. That's why you break those chains. This is why. So the demon can't find a way in. So you break those chains. Does anybody ever ask why you break the chains? I'm telling you why. Now you can understand at this point why the evil spirit, which was cast out of man, had no rest. It could not be satisfied. Because as a spirit of Satan was sent forth to destroy and kill, and when he could not find expression in a body, he was tormented until he, with the aid of seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, was able to re-enter the man and again find expression for hatred and destruction. You'll find that in Matthew 12:43. So this thing about, oh man, the devil made me do it. Yeah, is pretty much true. But when you do it in the real world, you as a human are punished for it. It's called jail. Death penalty. This is when God says, you'll be as gods. Little g, meaning administrators of justice. That's what that means. Not divine gods whatsoever. Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through the dry places, seeking rest and findeth none. See, all this is scripture, defining what these mean, but people don't like talking about it. They get scared of something. I don't know. But if you know how they activate, how they work, then you know how to defeat them. Now, remember I said that a demon is a personality, a spirit, like you or I, just doesn't have a body. As you yearn to do good and speak in kind words and hear music and all that, see flowers, express yourself in every conversation or respond to every impulse and some expression, even so do demon spirits yearn to express themselves the same way. They have no bodies of their own. They must wander through the land, seeking some body in which they can enter and find expression to carry out their mission of evil. Satan is opposite, kind of. He wants to devour the souls, to kill them. He walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the demons want to possess. So man, Satan's tools for destruction. Demons delight to use human lips or pen to do their dirty work. Their choice of power to defile, to destroy, to lead astray. Do you not see the tattoos they have nowadays, marking up the bodies? Put in like little metal cylinders in their eyelids, top of, look, makes it look like you're looking through a bar every day of a cell. It's mockery of God. God has to use human instruments anointed by the Holy Spirit to bless, to inspire people, to encourage and lift those who need His divine help. Holy Scriptures were written by holy men that were inspired by the Holy Spirit, who were moved upon the Spirit of God. That's how they wrote it, how they translated. gave you the King James Bible. It is absolutely not so with the other Bibles, by the way. They cannot say the same thing for any of them except the King James. So the message of the good news is reported by human lips. God uses human instruments to administer to the human family. Well, Satan uses human instruments also to destroy the human family. It makes you wonder why, if this given the case, that man would yield himself to the devil as a medium, and that for his own brotherhood that he should be destroyed. Because Satan gives rewards for the ego and for pride, awards, scholarships, Carnegie Peace Foundation, Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, absolutely. Rhodes Scholar. I'm a Rhodes Scholar. So forth, so on. Well, that's how Satan does it. By rewards that are always temporary. Now, how often do you think that Satan might use a vile man or a woman to defile an innocent boy or girl? It seems today quite often. A lot of this is sacrificial. Open up portals. Freemasons call it a trans-Ugothic experience. They do it in Russian military. They do it in U.S. Pentagon. That's where the drugs come from. Because what weakens the willpower allows possession. An individual requires some powers, but they're not his. And the more they use those powers from the demonic realm, it lessens their life expectancy because it drains their life forces. That's why they get old quick or develop cancer or tumors or whatever, because the energy inside of them, like having a cell phone put inside your body. And you know, Satan uses some of this vile man or woman also. Sends that boy or girl out to missionary work, into public schools, colleges, to defile the minds of others who are innocent. They're very good at convincing people. It's like the mega churches. That's what they're for. People are moved by the music, thinking it's the Holy Spirit, and it's not. How often the sweet baby boys and girls could be corrupted and robbed of their purity of heart before they even reach high school grades. Nothing is left pure and holy to them. Your holy secrets of life are dragged to the filth and the mire, the vile conversation, suggestions made, and the sweet baby's return scarred forever by Satan's defilement. Wicca thrives in the schools today. They profile those as being abused or threatened or bullied or whatever. And they befriend them. You have the Satanist. They say, oh, those are Satanists. We're not like them. That's your dialectic. So who's Satan? He is the being today who's ruling the earth as allowed by God. He sits as a prince of nations. All of them. You see, that's, I talked today on a broadcast. And this is a problem today. They don't realize your admirals and generals, scientists, they don't realize that supernatural beings are in control. He's the author of all miseries and sorrows, of our diseases and pain, yeah, of death itself. He's the king and ruler of all demon spirits, and he rules the dark hosts of hell. But from the second heaven, not hell itself. His design is to destroy human life and therefore bring sorrow to the heart of the Father God. Hence the videos I was playing today, the last one, about replacing mankind. Brock Chisholm talks about that. Iron Mountain Report talks about that. He has different names. He's called the Wicked One. I'm just going to go over them. The Enemy, the Devil, the accuser, the defamer, slanderer, the accuser of the brethren, the adversary, the roaring lion, the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. He's called the murderer, a liar, the father of all lies. He's also called the tempter, the prince of the devils, the prince of the power of the air, prince of this world, and the corrupter of minds. He's all those. He's still here. Tribulation started, he won't be. That's his horrible nature. Man, now, to bring in perspective, man is the prized possession of demons. Witches, warlocks, those alike, human, are tasked by the demonic realm to get a Christian to turn over. They get certain rewards. So they infiltrate you by being a friend, going to church, helping you, friendship, church meetings, Bible study. Then they change on you. Human body has the broadest means of expression. It's the only one made in the likeness of God. Demons seek as their highest prize to enter human beings. I know that John Todd talked about that. Satan doesn't know about the rapture. No one knows the day or the hour. And yet people argue about it. Have you ever thought that you're not ever going to know? That God has made sure that you know it's coming, but you'll never know when? And they're so vehement about it. Vehement. You get angry. People are angry at me because I don't teach post-trib. I give them my famous three little words. Get over it. Because now I got to teach them even more. That you've challenged it. That means I got to teach more about it. Why would they do that? Why would they be so vehement about teaching about not teaching post-tribulation? Unless there's an agenda behind it. Oh, there's a big one. They're talking about the wicked being removed first. Members of the tribe of Dan. Those that are Judaic. New Agers. There's a thing going around where they say, well, the wicked will be removed first. Really? Well, so who's going to go through the tribulation? So when they talk about the wicked being removed first, what they're doing is saying those who follow Jesus and are strict with the Bible, that's the wicked they're talking about. Because they know that rapture is coming at the highest level. But when they get a Wicca or warlock human to turn over someone to Satan, a Christian, they can get inside that Christian through a demonic realm. Like John Todd said, for a human, a born-again Christian, to put a spell on themselves so they can come inside the person and find out what God's up to because of the wisdom that they're given through the Scriptures. That's how they do it, like a spy. You know, in the body of a man or a woman, demons have the broadest scope of manifestation and expression. But when they cannot find this most prized possession of dwelling, then a body of less expression will do. But one thing is for certain. They can't rest without being in possession of some body, though they which they can find expression. If they rest for a minute and their frequency comes up, what I'm told from research and read is they head to the abyss. So it takes alchemy to get them out of the abyss through ritual and sacrifice. And then once they get out of the abyss, they have to constantly keep changing their frequencies till they can possess somebody. You ever heard of the spontaneous combustion of a human being? Oh, it's the doggone thing you've ever seen, fighter would say. Yeah, man, the guy was burned from the inside out. Never seen nothing like it in my life. Because they don't understand that that person was messing around with a demonic realm, maybe in meditation or chatting. And the demon came in. The body was not prepared. And the body, by electromagnetic energy, burned from the inside out. That's why that happens. It's energy. The energy has personality. So now we come to what I was saying a little while ago. You can understand a little better why Jesus went to cast out the legion of demons from the maniac, the crazy guy. And the demons begged Jesus, "Let us go into the swine then." And upon being cast out of the man, they entered the whole herd of swine, and they all ran in the water and were drowned. That's why God could not let Adam and Eve eat of the tree of eternal life, and then eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that make them as gods, live forever and know both good and evil. That's why that happened. That's why they had the flood. That's why they're kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And then by the intermingling of daughters of men and sons of God, created the hybrids, giants, all kinds of abominations, destroy the DNA of mankind. God just wiped it out. So, since your demon spirits or actual personalities, they manifest their own personalities in the persons whom they possess. They may come in through yoga, drugs, tarot card readings, all these things, and lay dormant until such time that they're allowed to come out by collective. This is what's going on. The drugs bring them out even more because it reduces willpower. The scientist, now, using electromagnetic energy, pulses and so forth, are actually able to produce the same frequencies to have an effect on a person by technology. So in essence, they've created synthetic demonic activity. They can create a synthetic demon. By using a microchip, they can identify either DNA code or microchip that individual and deliver a certain amount of hertz or a degree of electromagnetic energy already measured by devices will produce a certain emotional response that they can predict. That's what a demon does. So what they've done is they've synthesized demonic activity. People don't realize how much God protects us. You got coming and going both sides. So you see why this murders and suicide and outburst and all these happens. And people don't know why. Well, I'm telling you why. So when you start to put fluoride in the water since 1900 AD. Oh man, do the math on that. And the kamikaze Japanese pilots were given drugs of some sort. They could fly right into, I mean, what normal person is going to fly a plane into them on purpose? Yeah. As a human weapon. And then the submarines, there were submarine torpedoes. I heard that if you're one of those, you never advance in rank too often. You see how this can really, when you're a born-again Christian and you've never been taught this, how that can scare you. It's unbelievable evil that you're dealing with. And this is where the governments are in line. Can you imagine Clinton and Buchanan with the robes doing the rituals? Because that's what they do. At Bohemian Grove, Reagan, Nixon, this is what they have done. This is what they did. All of them. See, that's what every country, not just America, this is what's driving it. Unbelievable evil that you cannot even imagine. is what people are up against. Militia. It's not a despotic government. It's a demonic worldwide government. And the only way to fight the supernatural is by the supernatural. That's by God, the Holy Spirit. It's the only way. You have different types. Since demon spirits are actual personalities, specks of light they are. They manifest their own personalities in the persons whom they possess. You have different classes of them. You have nine classes of angels. You have seven principalities. You have a demon head of every continent. They just don't fly around like those monkeys on the Wizard of Oz and just dive bomb. I think I'll go down there and mess with them. They have a structure of an army, second to none, in the supernatural realm. So, this is where you have head knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So what's the tragedy of ignorance? When you've not been taught what the Bible clearly sets forth about the work of demons, the only thing people hear regarding demons is that they're spooks or ghosts or shadows. Or they represent evil. Satan convinces people he doesn't even exist. Others, he exists, but he's Lucifer, a good guy. And the others, he's Satan, an evil guy. And they're taught that you're supposed to be fearing them secretly, but never being spoken of. Majority of people have been influenced to fear demons, and they have these movies that show you that demons are big and nasty and ugly and Freddy, right? Well, they're specks of light. You have illusions. So when you go to a seance and you're sitting there holding hands and all that, and that woman's going, oh, blah, 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 blah. That's all calling the demons there by frequency with vibration. That's what that darn noise, bells, candles, all that stuff is all about. The symbols, the pentagram, the hexagram, human sacrifice. In Mexico, it's heavy. Louisiana, Asheville, North Carolina, Virginia Beach. Most all of the convergence of ley lines like Mount Shasta, California, or Area 51. These places where power structures exist on the earth are used to manifest the demons. Human sacrifice is negative energy of pain and torture that they absorb to either manifest or channel. That's what it's all about. The majority of people have been influenced to fear demons. It's all because for a lack of understanding about them and their legal defeat. When they become public, you can imagine the fear that's going to be striking certain Christians when all you got to do is stand up to them in the name of Jesus. You have power. They do not want you to know that. It don't mean you go out there like King Kong and start messing around with the demons from the second heaven. And no, sir. You do not want to do that. Unless you're prayed up, fasted, and directed by God to do this. Strong relationship. Everybody make these prayers on the radio. I've heard them in certain broadcast, and the one that was praying, I bind you, Satan. Everybody's binding Satan. It ain't going to happen. And they use the wrong Bibles. They don't cover the right scriptures. You're not going to bind Satan anyway. You might pray for protection from the Holy Spirit. Yes. But I'm bind you, Satan. Oh, please. That's not going to happen. It's for the radio. Now buy my books, okay? When you understand them, you lose all fear of them, knowing that instead of they fear me, because they fear you. You're all going to die. Agenda 21, you're going to be put in FEMA camps, cut your heads off, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, gosh, I don't want to go through this. Oh, Lordy, you lose faith. Fear causes you to lose faith. What happened to Peter? He's walking on the water. Jesus said, begging him to come. Jesus said, okay. He said, I didn't have no scuba suit. I'll come anyway. No. But he stepped out. He's walking on the water. How did a human body walk on the water? Till he got afraid. When he became afraid, instantly, his DNA was changed. He started sinking. As he's sinking, obviously it's not fast. So his body's changing over a period of seconds. You see how that works? The Bible's clear, definite, in teachings about demons. It is about angels. They're real. I've got details on how demons talk. Demons are intelligent. They resist surrendering. They cause a person to be insane. They call for reinforcements. You can occupy alone or united together. And they recognize and obey those who have power over them. I've told this story before. Jesus was met by those who were demon-possessed. The demons would cry out, "We know who you are. You are the Son of God." Or some statement to that effect. And they never changed. "I know who you are. I don't want to have a thing to do with you." The seven sons of Sceva took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And the evil spirit answered back to them and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" That's not good. That's bad, because the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them overcame all these humans that thought they were strong, prevailed against them, almost killed them. They went running, fled out of the house naked and wounded. You find Acts 19, 13 to 16. The demon just ate him up alive, man. He just about wore him out. Paul had control. Jesus had control. And the demons knew that. But when that demon says to them, "Who are you?" Oh. That'd be one of the demons of the second heaven. They knew Jesus, they knew Paul, but for those seven sons of Sceva who tried to cast them out just for the situation they'd received, the demons mocked them and completely overcame the seven sons. Demons are the cause of disease and illness, not everything, but a lot of it. It's a source of diseases. Healing the sick and casting out devils. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So, you see, there's more to it than people realize. A lot more to it. I try to simplify it. And so you understand now about the rapture and translation of Enoch. God does it. We don't do it ourselves. But when you do it yourself, which you can't, no one can, not even the demons, then you've ascended. That's why they call them ascended masters. But Jesus is the only one. They just go through the portals by technology, by death, destruction, negative energy. It's the only way they can do it. They make people think they're ascended. That's the big picture. When I did the studies on this, I found it fascinating. And then I started understanding a little bit about it, and you said, wait a minute. Man, these guys are nothing but little specks of light inside somebody, or they can be rebuked in the name of Jesus. And this isn't taught, and it isn't taught on purpose. Because they want you to be in fear, to be able to take that mark. Now, I did a study on what the word translation means. I'll have to cover that tomorrow night. By faith, Enoch was translated, he should not see death, was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. So you're not going to have a book of Enoch that's contradictory to the word of God. It's real simple. And yet some of these preachers out here swear by the Enoch, and to even say the truthful part of Enoch is to give it credibility. It becomes possession. It becomes a curse. Romans 8:11. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Right there it tells you. This is not New Age. But the New Age has hijacked it. So Christians, it's not been taught. When you teach them this, they say, oh, wait a minute, you're like New Age kind of thing going on. No. I'm not. Try to explain to you how this works in physics. How God uses it. Because he created it. He should know. Well, I will tell you this before we go. Now that I've laid the groundwork for this. This is called the law of vibration that they have hijacked by using technology. They've been able to create synthetic demonic activity by using the drugs, open up portals. They'll cut down your willpower, allowing possession. By using microchips, putting voices in your skull that the average person will think, oh, that's nonsense. I can't believe that. Well, it's true. It's resulting in 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans. That's pretty doggone significant. To understand this, it's important to know that everything is energy. Science through quantum physics and showing us that everything in our universe is energy. When you go down to a subatomic level, you don't find matter, but pure energy. Some call this unified field of the matrix. The others call it, well, pure potentiality. But it's all about energy. Energy. So when you have the vibrations of your carbon-based bodies, it's vibrating. And what happens when you use friction on something? It gets hot. Carbon will burn. It'll age. Copper doesn't. Hence the angel in the Old Testament killed 185,000 Syrians. The body was translated. The body was real. But the body had a different frequency level than the humans. Humans, because of the carbon-based molecules, would get tired. But an angel wouldn't, because a supernatural glorified body of sorts. It's amazing. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold off there. I'm not going to get started about the law of vibration. I'll talk about that tomorrow night and give you some details on how that really works. And so tonight's kind of like spiritual warfare. To understand your enemy's insides, understand your enemy's desires, and know how to take it away from them. And how to avoid them by spiritual warfare, by prayer, pleading the blood of Jesus around you. To know the voices that you hear audibly in your mind is not God. That'd be a delusion. All that's very important. If there's any questions you want me to cover or something was not clear tonight, because this can be confusing a little bit, I try to simplify it the best I can. Let me know, email or so forth, or on my Facebook, Tom Gamble or Watchman for Jesus. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. There you go. And also let you all know that I'm played up in highportradio.net by John Kirkler. And he has a radio program up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has sponsors that helps him with his network. You'll find those sponsors' names on his network, website, highportradio.net, and use his sponsors, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Y'all. You have to know your enemy. And now especially than ever. Pleading the full blood of Jesus around you. Armor of God, get to know. And just be patient. They also have bodies by cloning. I've talked before about cloning. The technology they have in cloning is amazing. They already have artificial wombs. They have transplanted wombs. And have babies now already. They've combined the DNA of three humans into one baby as an experiment. So if we know that now, you can only imagine what they've done and been doing all along. The family, it comes to a screeching halt when God says, that's enough. There'd be a time of placating called the first seal. And then war will start, and boy, we're in it. When's the rapture? That's right, don't know. Nobody can tell you when. You know why? Because it says no one knows the day or the hour. No one can tell you when because they don't even know when the tribulation is, yet they argue about it. I can't get through the people's heads on this. I'll ask them, okay, fine. When's the tribulation? Don't know. Then how can you argue it's post-trib, mid-trib, pre-trib, or whatever? Nobody knows. That's why you have like five or six different schools of thought. They wouldn't have developed it if they didn't have a way to figure out what it really was. So they got, what is it, pre-trib, mid-trib, partial tribulation, or partial rapture, post-trib. Tribulation rapture. No rapture. There's a really, really good, about a 30, 45 minute, lecture of sorts by a priest named Father O'Connor. It was really good. It's amazing. He's right down too about the Illuminati. And I listened to the whole thing and I found this full 2-hour program on him. And I said, wow, that's amazing. And he was excommunicated He died later. I said, well, that must be true. And then when I got to the part, about his interview, then I found out what he was being all honest about. He believes that there are absolutely no rapture at all. And he had some other quite heretical beliefs that's not in the scripture about the Bible. And I realized that was the hook and the worm. That was disappointing, actually. Because I thought, man, we got somebody here that's really popping out the truth. And he popped out the truth so he could make the other things believable. That wasn't true. That's how it's done. That's really disappointing sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to close out. I should be going now. And then tomorrow we'll continue on. Tomorrow will be Thursday. Today is the 25th of March, 2015. Make sure I get that in there. So if there's any questions or something you want me to clarify tomorrow, let me know. And one will be the frequencies in detail. And we'll talk about spiritual warfare. That's the solution. As we move into Friday, we'll keep moving right along. Family, when it breaks, the supernatural sticks its ugly head up. Boy, look out. And you have that power. By the fear, they hope you'll sink. But by the Holy Spirit, you'll make them think. Yeah. That's the whole idea. It's for you not to be afraid. Don't let them do it to you. Lord, thank you tonight. We come together tonight in prayer. Father, we pray together. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for ourselves. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. We pray, Lord, the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. His rule. And Lord, we lift up to you our brothers and sisters that are in need of prayer, to find jobs, to, Lord, to be healed. Lord, that you'll bring the truth to the air. You bring the truth to the soul. You'll teach us about spiritual warfare. You'll bring the true watchman out. Lord, that will teach us how to defeat these enemies. And Lord, prepare us, help us prepare the way to guide us with your full armor for protection. And Lord, to use us in your service, that thy will be done, not our own. Father, in these things we pray, the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Family, you're going to break those chains. That's what it's all about now. See, that explains it. So they don't get possession of you. Because they're real. But they're also real dead in the water when spiritual warfare and the Son of God is on your side. There's nothing they can do. That's why they got to create fear, make the water churn to make you afraid. So you lose your fear. You lose your power. You lose your connection with your spirit to God. It can happen in an instant, just as you see in Peter, just as you saw in Enoch. It can happen instantly. Just as the woman who reached out and said, if I just touch his garment, I'll be healed. That healing is changing the frequency of vibration. When Jesus said, bring me the water, he changed the water into wine. Family, his power changed the frequency vibration of that water into equal with that of wine. That's all that was. Say, wine is 10 frequency. I'm making this up. And water is 2. By his own power, his creative power that nobody else has. He went from 2, he changed it to 10. That turns into wine. Family, listen. When the Antichrist comes, using technology, some supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, he could turn the frequency, vibration of polluted water into clear water by electromagnetic energy. Make it look like a miracle. Oh, aha. And that's what he's going to do. They have purposely polluted the earth so they could come up with pollution controls. So now they can fix it. This is what they're doing. Have done. The chemtrails to keep the heat down to make it look like we have global warming and other purposes. Family, that's what's going on today. And the death instruction from now on is going to be human sacrifices, plane crashes, mass murder. They somehow collect that negative energy to allow them to manifest. Our channel. They got to have energy. You see, so I feel that maybe you understand this now. A little bit. So now you can see how they operate. You have the most power through Jesus Christ. Way over theirs. But you got to have that faith. And study. Research. Pray. And y'all have a good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow, 4 to 6. And then tomorrow night, Bible study. So tonight, let's see what we got. What do we have tonight? Well, let's end it here. It's that voice of truth, family. It's that voice of truth.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat and under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. A giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's call.